To download more lectures, learn more about our project, and to help support it, visit www.bayinah.com/dream. That's BAYYINAH/dream. You are free to share these recordings with family and friends. Thank you and Jazakumullah khairan for helping us make our dream a reality.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصال الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نضرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم ومن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر، واللهم لا تجعلنا من المطففين. آمين يا رب العالمين. This surah begins with a profound declaration against a certain kind of criminal. Inshallah ta'ala, as we discuss this surah, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, we have to first understand something about this word, and bi-idhnillah, by means of it, we will understand its connection to what is coming before it. And I forgot. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so first of all, let's understand the word mutaffifin. Waylul lil mutaffifin. The word mutaffifin, it comes from taffafa, ta, fa, and fa. And it's a certain kind of person that is meant by mutaffif. It is a person who, essentially, when they're in business and they are trying to get, like they're getting a product from somebody, then they like to get a little more than they deserve. And when they have to give, they give a little less than they should. And this is done in two things, in tangible and in intangible things. For example, in services, it could be you owe somebody hours of work. So you owe somebody 5 hours of work, you want to get away 4 hours and 58 minutes, you want to steal those two. Who'll notice? It's no big deal, right? Or you owe somebody 2 pounds of rice. So you'll put 1.99, 99% of the 2 pounds. You won't put the whole thing. Who's going to notice? Who's going to notice that little bit of a movement of the needle in the scale, right? This is a mutaffif who gets away with very, very little, so little that the customer who gets swindled can't even come back and say, hey, pay me up, pay up. Or they're going to feel bad asking about it, so they kind of easily get away with it, right? So it's not like they're stealing huge amounts of money or they're robbing banks or anything. But they're taking a little bit away from what is supposed to be taken, right? Little tiny imbalance. Now this connects to a lot of things we studied in the previous surah. First of all, Allah Azza wa Jal told us, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. In the previous surah we learned in Surah Al-Infitar, you lie against the deen. And we said deen is the exact portion. This is the idea of deserving an exact portion and giving the exact portion. And on the day of resurrection, we will be given the exact portion that we are due. The other thing we found in the previous surah, الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. He created you, He balanced you, He evened you out, and He gave you